Good afternoon. Tim is not here yet, but he'll be in soon. So we'll start without him. Just giving praise to the God to brought us here and to share with one another what the Lord is doing in our lives. And if there's anything you want to be prayed for, we're welcome to pray. And we used to, and I think Pastor Chris is still willing to, if you want to stay after the service and want to be prayed for something, we'll stay in the altar and we'll pray for you. So if there's anything you wanted to share with us, we've been announcing for the past weekends that we're going to the arts, and finally it will be next week. So please remember there will not be service here. And if you know somebody that is not here today, please let them know that the service, we will leave early. Pastor here should say 12 o'clock. So please be here by 12 o'clock. And if you know somebody that is not here, then please let them know that we have transportation. So we'll be in Arts and Darcy's place on next week. And also the envelopes I have for the, I have one. I made the envelopes for the disaster relief, and if you wanted to take one and donate something, that's great. And also reminder for the end of this month, we'll have the bazaar and lunch. So if you come to eat, that money will be for the disaster, and whatever you can buy, also that money will. If you want to sell something too, I don't know if everybody's been here, but we will have a bazaar out from 12 o'clock. Downstairs, and you can bring something to sell, and all the profit will go to the disaster. So if you want to buy or sell, that'll be welcome. And then have lunch, and whatever we make out of the lunch, then the kids will make the lunch, the Sunday school kids. So yes, so please remember that.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Will, and I want you to pray for my friend. His name is Kirby, and he is hospitalized now in the Philippines due to complications in his gallbladder. So please pray for him, and that's all. Thank you.
Kirby.
Thank you.
My name is Darcy, and it's really exciting that the church family is going to come out to our place next week. I don't think the timing could be better. We really could use, like, just blessing over the farm and over our family. It's been, as we've shared, it's been difficult just adjusting to being a family of four, and then, like, Art's really had a pretty good week of the growth and being you as daddy and a lot more peace about our family. And now he's feeling awful physically. So what's going on with Art right now is he just gets a feeling of dizziness and nausea. Nothing has happened. But this morning there was even like community cleanup in our neighborhood, so Art needed to go even though he knew this was not probably going to be very good for his body. And he just stops in like midway through it to the house, and he's just really upset because he's like trying to like climb this ladder to cut this stuff with like a weed whacker, and like he's falling down because he's so dizzy. So I'd love prayer for whatever's going on. We we're probably, Art's going to go to the doctor tomorrow, try to get some kind of sense of this. His dad, who's a doctor, thinks it's some kind of inner ear thing, so hopefully it's something that can get some attention, but it's been really disconcerting. It was also, like, most of that time I also had a headache. I had had a headache from last Saturday until, like, I still have it mildly, but, like, I had it, like, strongly last Saturday until, like, this last Thursday. So it's been just really funny, these things that aren't, like, normal. It's not like, oh, I have a cough. Oh, like, I have the flu. It's like, I don't know. My head hurts. And Art's dizzy. And, like, he's, like, really, like, has to sometimes hold the wall to, like, stand upright, which is really sad. So would love your prayers. We know that, your prayers will do a lot of battle on our behalf, and they have. And so again, I'm really grateful that hopefully all of you can come out next Sunday. Just like, we need protection. We need to protect one another in the name of the Lord. Like, it's not easy to move forward in the name of the Lord, but it's also really easy to move forward in the name of the Lord, in his power. So, yeah, do you want me to add anything else? I'm going to bring this microphone to Art.
Yeah, we're close to, you know, starting our ministry, and Satan doesn't like it, and we're getting walloped, man. But it's for a good reason. I know that one of my sins is, not sins, but one of the things idols, my idols is comfort. And I've been pretty uncomfortable for the last month. And so I know that the outcome of all this will be good, but it's definitely a spiritual battle. And so please pray for spiritual protection over our family, over our house, over our neighbors. And we're spiritual battle is real. And also pray for our our very good friend and brother who we also have raised support for, Jonah, because he's experienced some things, losing his temper, or he's like the most relaxed guy that I know, and he never does that. And so we're going to be attacked. Please pray for our protection.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand with our brother. And we stand against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you conquered this darkness long ago. And we trust you at this moment, right now, in this time, to glorify your name in Art and Darcy, by touching his body, lifting him up from this dizziness, Lord. Lord, I pray that you touch his ears, you touch his body, his bones, his muscles, Lord. Do all of that, Lord, but stand against the evil one on their behalf. We can't do it, Lord. Our words, our physical abilities are nothing. But we stand with you and on your promises, Lord. And Lord, we just, on behalf of, in the place of Art and Darcy, we stand and pray. We ask that you remove this attack or strengthen them to bear the attack. Lord, whatever method you choose, we stand on their behalf. Lord, glorify your name through this. We don't understand how all that works, but we don't need to. We just need to trust you to glorify your name. Lord, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around this family and around their farm. Lord, we ask that you please touch their friend as well, Lord. Satan doesn't like when we move forward in your name, and he's going to put all kinds of things in their way. We know this, you know this, Lord, and we ask your touch on their lives, Lord. We trust you to do this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Technicalities, not my strong point. Well, I think this is time for other prayer requests and testimonies. So if you have anything you would like to share, we believe that your testimonies, I think we're probably a unique part of the body of Christ, probably the armpit or something, but still, we glorify God in our testimonies, and we give a lot of time to this testimony time. I don't know about you, but it's really encouraging to me. It's uplifting to me to hear how God is working in your lives. So please feel free to come forward and testify of what God has done in your life. It really encourages me. A couple of times I've heard people say, well, I don't like the testimonies because I don't have any. Well, but you know, God will bless you someday. Just keep listening. Anybody have any other prayer requests or testimonies, please come forward. Do that now. Yeah, the volunteers. Pray for the volunteers. Okay. Somebody writing these down? Volunteers. Okay. I've got a good memory. It's just short. So I can't. Volunteers for the Coudé area or all the other areas around here. That's right. We're probably there now, huh? About time-wise, I can. Okay, we'll pray for that. I know Fernando's feeding you up, but you know, I think he went out yesterday for some volunteering stuff, huh? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that if you want. And there's Jim. He can also come up and tell us about that. Oh, there he goes. He's leaving again.
Yeah, I've been planning to go every Saturday to volunteer like I did last 4 years ago, and finally this Saturday, some of the members organized a group, so I could join them yesterday. You can go to Ujina Port, and there's a ferry that will take you to either Kure or Itajima. And they'll take you from there to the on the bus to a sports center, where they sign you up for a volunteer, and then you sit down and you wait for a specific work that they have to do. And they came and they chose 12 of us, especially men and drivers, so that we could go and pick up sacks of sand already filled to bring us to a dump. And then the other groups were divided by fours or six, and they were taken to other houses where they needed to clean inside or some other things, move things. So every group is different. So you just go there, put your name in, and if you know how to drive a truck with a ignition, like a mission transmission, manual trucks, so they'll let you work with the dumping the sand. So, and that's what we did. It's very exhausting. They were telling us to take a break every 10 minutes, and they were right. Some of the guys were, we couldn't take it. It was too heavy and too hot. And we are in a house with no air condition, so it was, some of the guys almost passed out, so I was blessed, yeah. So just be prepared. I drink five of those bottles and 2 liters of regular water. and sweat all the time. So, but this weekend will be off until Friday will be available. But then they were going to stop for the Obon for 2 weeks and then restart. But it's not enough people. Not enough people to clean up. So only 10 went during the week, and we were 30 yesterday. So it's very, very few. So it's a lot of things to clean up. So please continue praying for. The church is helping in Cure, and they are with three of the missions. This morning was a report. They have some budget, and they're paying a shovel car private, paid by the church and the Christian communities to clean up some of the areas. So the church is paying for professionals to clean up because they can clean like 10 times faster than any person. So yeah, we're getting some donations and using the money from the relief, and the church is paying for a truck and a shovel car in Cure. But yeah, continue praying for that. It was a blessing. I was chosen to go with Pastor Hiroshi at the same group, and some of the people recognized me because I'm the Okonomiyaki, and then they say, how did you come together? Because we go to church. And I think Pastor Hiroshi ended counseling one of the guys. He said he was running from his wife. And then he started talking to Pastor Hiroshi. No, the other guy. And then, but every time the break would start, the guy would go look for Pastor Hiroshi and talk to him. And I think he got some counseling. So that was great. That was great.
Yeah, if you could pray for Pastor Hiroshi and I tonight, we're leaving for Cure. The reason we leave at night is because we don't want to fight the traffic. So we'll be there for a couple of days. So please pray for me especially. Hiroshi's pretty used to it. But, you know, it's the first time for me to get out in the heat. Well, 4 years ago I went, but so looking forward to doing something, right? With the, if you were here or know of the tragedy 4 years ago, Pastor Hiroshi said it's 8 times as much sand and mud that is packed around the houses. 8 times what it was years ago. And we were shocked what it was last time. And this time it's much, much greater area. And unbelievable mess. So please pray for the efforts of the volunteers. But, you know, Christ can somehow be glorified through this. Basically through our witness, I think, would be a good thing. Okay? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. All right, so let's see. We're going to pray for the volunteers, for Redden. Help me with this. Or Kirby. Kirby. Okay. And anything else? Okay. Let's go to God in prayer.